what do you buy as a wedding gift? A kettle, a toaster, maybe a picture frame? But what about a royal couple? Next month sees the wedding, of course, of Prince Harry and American actress Meghan Markle. And the couple have released a list of charities they would like wedding well-wishers to donate to in lieu of gifts. But is this an acceptable request, or should a couple in their position be calling for any gift at all? Well, the commentators, Fionnuala Meredith and Tina Calder, with us this morning. Fionnuala, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. Tina, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what do you think, Fionnuala, about all of this?
Oh, I'm feeling really cynical about this, I must say. I mean, these are enormously entitled people. And sure, I mean, I suppose it is better that if they're, you know, even asking for wedding presents, at least that they kind of go to charities, and there's some very deserving charities on their list, that's for sure. But it's just the whole idea of the thing, that the wedding itself is so lavish. I was reading this week, I think it was in the Express, that it's estimated to cost something like £32 million, 30 million of which go on security alone, and that's us paying for that. That's taxpayers.
How much?
Well, this is the Express are estimating it at around £32 million, 30 million of which will go on security. Now, that's according to some one of the UK's leading wedding planners. So it's a big guess for sure, but I think we can say for certain that there's going to be millions and millions spent on security, which is taxpayer money, right? So, and then the £2 million is presumably being footed by the royal family, which includes things like £90,000 on 20 silver-plated fanfare trumpets to be played as the couple arrive at St George's Chapel. So what I'm saying is these are hugely entitled people with oodles of money. They're inviting some sort of so-called ordinary people along to, you know, I don't know, stand outside and cheer. And I just think it's a massive case of virtue signalling. It's saying, look how good and inclusive we are, and we're going to get our guests to give the presents to charity, and we're just such wonderful, caring people. I don't really buy that.
Tina?
I think with Harry and Meghan, it's very much a statement of who they are. I don't think it's necessarily them standing up and saying, oh, we're very nice people, we want to give to charity. I think it's them making a statement to the world to say, do you know what? The political stuff doesn't matter to us. What matters to us is the fact that we're ambassadors for this, that and the other. And I think it's very much setting them apart from William and Kate, who are doing obviously a lot more of the official stuff, and obviously he's in line for the throne, etc., etc. Harry's just getting further and further away from it. And I think same, as far as I'm aware, they're not inviting any political people to the wedding either. And I think it really is them, I suppose, stepping forward and saying, this is who we want to be. This is who we want you to see us as.
But they're not ordinary people. That's the thing. I mean, there's this huge, weird kind of class anxiety going on, because as if they're trying to say, hey, we're just like you, and we're trying to be really open and reasonable and inclusive. Yeah, the royal family is not inclusive. It's not for ordinary people. And I think, you know, they're trying to sort of pretend that distinction doesn't exist, but it really, really does.
I think it's more of a case of them saying, you know, this is what we're going to use our status as royals for. And both Harry and Meghan separately have used their status in some way, shape or form to progress, you know, different charity campaigns and to raise awareness and to raise funds, etc., etc. So
they're still spending like £26,000 on sausage rolls.
Well, they can't
these are hugely
not be royals. You know,
I know, but they're hugely entitled
royals.
People, and it's almost like they're trying to obscure that fact. And I don't think they can obscure that fact, because They're incredibly privileged, they're incredibly rich, and, you know, most of this is paid for by us, including the security at their wedding. And yet, you remember all that stuff about the homeless people in the streets of Windsor? There was one particular councillor said, you know, we need to get them sort of cleared away before the royal wedding. Are they inviting any of the homeless people to their wedding? Doubt it.
As far as I'm aware, there are two or three people that work within charities from Northern Ireland being invited. I think they've made an effort to invite people that they are inspired by and people who they believe can, I suppose, use the attendance at the royal wedding to the benefit of the campaign
even,
and the charity
even,
that they are working with.
Even if you don't, Fionnuala, believe in the royal family and everything that goes with it, is this not an occasion just to celebrate what is clearly a lovely couple? And all the joy that goes with two people being in love, and then on top of this, bring their country together with a royal wedding. Now, of course, there will be some people that will not be coming together and will be doing their best to avoid this. But do you get my point that there's nothing, there's no nastiness in any of this? It's about two people falling in love.
Yeah, Yeah, and it's lovely when two people fall in love. But none of us know this couple. We don't know whether they're lovely or not. I mean, that's the thing. That's the point I'm trying to make, is that even the so-called ordinary people that Harry and Meghan have so rather ostentatiously invited along, they're not their actual friends. They don't know them. What I'm trying to insist on is that there is a big separation between the royal family, who can afford to have a £50,000 wedding cake, and the rest of us. And I think we shouldn't be gulled into thinking that they're somehow just like us. They're not.
But I think it's a really horrible day when we're looking negatively at a prince and his future princess, you know, inviting ordinary people to their wedding as a bad thing. I think it's them.
I'm just cynical about it.
They were going to have to invite lots of people that they didn't know and didn't like, had they have gone down that political route.
But they don't know these. They don't know
the route that most royals do. And what they
know the charity workers.
Hold on now, one at a time.
What they're saying is, if we're going to have a whole load of strangers, let's have lots of strangers that we actually think are amazing people, are inspirational, are doing brilliant work. Let's bring the people that we want to be surrounded by, not the idiots in politics that the rest of the royal family would invite to their wedding.
Here's Joe in South Belfast. Morning, Joe.
Hiya. So I take it they're going to sweep all the homeless people out of the way for that day as well, then they'll get them offside. And the other thing is that on this thing that's happening next month, the UK has the highest homeless and the highest amount of people using food banks than there's ever been. You know, and what gets me is the father's worth £500 million, the grandmother's worth £500 million, and they should be paying for the whole entire thing.
Joe, thank you very much indeed. Tina and Fionnuala, thank you.